From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Potbread, another weekly edition of God Knows What. My name's Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains, where the snow is starting to diminish a little bit, it has to be said, but that's probably because it's 25 degrees out here in bright sunshine. But it's rather nice. It's funny how the... I heard a message on the radio the other day, boys and girls, when I was driving through Potbread, and it reminded drivers to keep their eyes on the road, not the pavement. I thought that was a very good message. In the UK, it's Lee Banks.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm sitting here on the zit of the face of the universe, eating an egg and onion sandwich, actually. Sorry.
Oh, how gross.
Well, no, you know how it happens, don't you, Eric and Mark? That you're about to go on there, and you reach out for your microphone, and it's an egg and onion sandwich.
Marvellous. And in Paris is Mark Gander, the founder of the Consumer Action Group.
Yeah, hello there. I almost don't want to be in England because of an egg and onion sandwich.
No, I don't either, really.
I tell you what, Mark, here's a top tip for you. You don't get brain freeze off an egg and onion sandwich.
Ho, ho, ho. If you were listening last week, Mark was eating an ice cream before we started. How marvellous is that? Where were we? Oh, yes, got to say hi to the listeners at Talk Radio X, Replay Radio. My wishes are still with Paul. Glad to hear you're getting better. And, of course, on the iPhone via Audio Boo, which will come up in lots of questions, which I have to apologise sincerely for now, because I've been a naughty boy and I wasn't looking at the Facebook messages. But we've got some of them for you this week. Lee, have you got any messages before we start?
I have. Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you. Two. Happy birthday to Adam, who's a filmmaker. It's quite interesting, actually. He's a filmmaker in Plymouth, and he specialises in filming cage fights.
Right.
And, what's cage a cage fights? Fight?
It's where you get in a cage and you fight with each other. A bit like marriage.
Yes. But that geezer that married, what's her name, with the
Jordan.
Ghost? Yes, her.
Well, I wonder if Adam has to wear a dress when he goes to film so he fits in.
Stop it. It'll mean nothing.
Anyway, happy birthday, Adam.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Happy birthday.
One last one, very quick.
Yeah.
We're in trouble again with that gorgeous octogenarian, or whatever she is.
Dorothy.
Yeah. We missed her birthday. It was 2 weeks ago.
No!
I didn't read my messages either.
You naughty... Dorothy, he's getting...
I'm so sorry, Dorothy.
He's getting a cyber slap now. He's very naughty. And many happy returns, Dorothy.
Many happy returns, Dorothy and Adam.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Wow. That was coming from France. Slow.
Just a bit of tidying up, just before you get onto your messages. No, it's important. It's something that comes out of last week's show, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, we were talking... No, we were serious. Remember we were talking about the end of the world?
Hang on a minute. There's a contradiction in terms there.
What?
You and serious.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes I'm serious. I was serious when I was born. I was in tears when I was born. I was that serious.
But... And the thought my mum was in tears as well.
Well,
she was going, oh, my God, what have I done?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, listen.
Right.
I just wanted to say, because we carried the fact that, the world was going to end last weekend.
Yes.
And I just...
Did it?
No, that's what I mean.
Oh.
I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but do you realise this is the fifth end of the world that I've personally survived?
Is it?
Yeah.
Pretty good going, actually.
Yeah, fifth. Yeah. So you've got four more to go, then.
Right, I'll chuck that joke away as well.
Good. Thank you very much. into the messages.
Did you see that the guy has reschedured his
I know, it has.
October, really.
Yeah, he said he miscalculated and it's now going to be in June. And he apologises to all the people who've got rid of all their money and sold all their properties and so forth. And nothing to eat. But he says at the end of the day he can't be responsible for what they do financially.
I just hope he's not on June bank holiday, I tell you.
Oh, talking of which, everybody in the UK is getting a bank holiday coming up shortly, aren't they?
We are. You don't get paid for it, though.
We haven't got a bank holiday this week.
Oh, dear, haven't you, Eric?
No.
Don't stop on the mountain.
Let's get on to the messages. Eric, yes, rather than write down a guide for a cheap way to get the internet on a TV, spare a thought for blind or partially sighted people. Apologies. I'm classified as blind, but with some vision, so much so that having the net on a really big screen would help. The incentive to you doing this is it would be much easier for me to hear RTI. How about it, Stuart, in London? Sounds like a good deal to me. I could go with that. And we've tested this morning, Stuart, on our technical Luddite, Lee
That's
Banks.
Me.
And Mark's had a look at it as well. And
yes. He doesn't get a mention. Well, see, if I'm a technical Luddite, I'm technical Luddite, Lee Banks had a look at it, and so's Mark.
Well, it's because he's not a technical Luddite like you. Listen, I would let Mark put a 13-amp plug on.
Thank you.
And I wouldn't let you tune me pushbike bell, Lee.
Yeah, we've got a pushbike bell. That's why you wouldn't.
Yes. Anyway, we are going to produce a fact sheet because of so many other people asking the same question. I'll run through it quickly for you, Stuart. Because it's really, really easy. Stop it. Oh, dear.
I'm going to have another cheese and onion. I can only...
No, because what's going to happen at the end of this little bit, we're going to say to Lee Banks, will you test this physically?
I'm in this, am I?
And you're going to say yes. And then next week, we're going to get a report from you as to whether you've managed to put two cables on.
You are the
guinea
pig.
That's a deal.
Yes, right. So, here we go.
I'm a guinea pig.
You are the guinea pig.
Well, having... No, I was saying I'm a guinea pig.
Yes. Anyway, most modern television sets have got a plug on socket on the back for your PC. It's a blue one, which doesn't help Stuart a lot, I'm sorry. But somebody will be able to point that out for you, Stuart. So it doesn't apply to older tellies with just a SCART socket on, but I'll come to that later. Mm. Now, here's the thought for you. Lots of people have got old laptops that they never use, or one of the disastrous things that happens to laptops is the screen fail, and then they get sold on the web for absolute cheap. And I checked this morning. Yep. I could have bought an HP laptop with Windows 7 on it for £40, full working order, but the screen's cracked through the middle. Yeah.
Why do you do that then? Can you put a new screen on them?
You can, but it costs a lot of money. That's
very expensive. Yeah,
it's absolutely expensive. So, by the time, with all the sales on at the moment, by the time you put a new screen on, you can almost buy a new laptop. So it's hardly worth it. If you're not sure where to go get one, try your independent.
Can I just ask a very quick technical question?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just say, right, you've got a good computer with a broken screen, mm-hmm. and you've got another computer with a broken computer bit, but the screen's all right. Can't you just take the screen off the one that's all right and put it on the other one?
If they're identical models, yes.
Yeah, top tip for your listeners.
Yeah, but you also got to have some computer knowledge to do it as well, because it's a bit fiddly to do it, to be honest.
It's very fiddly replacing the screen on a laptop.
It's very fiddly. Anyway, if you look at one of these, you can always go to an independent computer store or a site like Gumtree, for example. And I'm sorry about the noise in the background that's going on here today. We're having a whole load of construction work going on, so apologies. Anyway, make sure... Yeah, that's all right. Okay. Make sure the laptop has got a blue socket on the back or on the side of it. Yeah,
I thought that was the selling.
15 pins. It's got 15 little holes in it.
Yeah,
we'll have.
That's right. Absolutely. Good point, Mark.
Oh, just encouraging, Mark. It's supposed to be a news show.
This is.
It's not. You're talking about blue things on the back of your telly and pretending they're on
Luddite.
Your computer.
So what you'll need is the same type of cable you normally use or have seen connecting the computer to a traditional monitor or screen, one of those big, heavy cables. Now, on the back of a suitable laptop will be the blue socket, and you start by plugging that into the blue socket in the back of your telly. It's as simple as that. That's all you have to do. But remember, you need to select that input source, sometimes called net, sometimes called computers or PC, on the screen, and that will put the vision onto the screen. Simple as that. Next phase is you have a little socket on the front of your laptop for your headphones to go in. Put the plug in there, normally 3.5mm little plugs, and look on the back of your telly. There'll probably be a red and a white plug, or even a 3.5 plug. Get one of those leads, plug it in the back, and your sound will come on as well. It's as simple as that. And you've ended up getting internet television on your telly for a lot less than one of the modules cost you, because you can buy things so cheap. And if you've got an old computer lying around, you don't need a state-of-the-art one to just surf the internet quickly. Mm. Also, what you can do, and I do this quite a lot, is I've got a webcam on the television and a remote microphone, And with the laptop plugged in the back of it, you can use Skype on your television, your family can enjoy it. It can be all sorts of wondrous things you can do with it, yeah?
Yeah.
Now,
it's a very, very cheap solution. And in fact, I was really struck. I hadn't thought about that before, what you've just said, that you could go onto eBay, get one with a broken screen. You could probably get a fantastically powerful laptop that somebody's just given up on.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Now, the other thing I would say is if you've got a really old television there with SCART connectors only on the back, there are some kits that can be purchased. Some work, some don't. It's a bit hit and miss. But as always, the rider is that if you do this, we're sorry, we take no responsibility whatsoever for it. Anything that you do, you're responsible for. And so don't go drinking a pint of beer while you're putting all these wires together and pouring watery stuff all over the back of your computer and things. But it's a very, very cheap solution. Most people have got old computers, and you can even do this with an old computer as well. You don't need it to be a laptop. It could be an old desktop. It can be anything you like. And away you go from there. So very simple, very cheap solution, and a really good way to get the internet on your telly. And you can listen to RTI when you've done it. There you go, Stuart. Lee's gone to sleep.
I'll just make one more comment, if you don't mind. The cable that people need is called a VGA cable, and they can buy that. If you're in the United Kingdom, they can buy it from Maplin's, which is a very good source. If you're in the United States, you can buy it from Radio Shack.
Yep.
I don't know where else you'd buy it around the world, but
would you believe Tesco's?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Then try Tesco. And it's a very cheap cable.
Yeah.
A laptop or a computer with a broken screen connected to your television. It's a great idea, Eric.
Thank you, sir. Very good. Lee, are you awake now? We've stopped talking about computers.
Well, sort of. It's not. I'd gone into a sort of state of suspended animation, actually.
Yeah. So what did you drink last night?
We wouldn't have to. It would be as boring as that was for me to list what I had to drink last night.
Okay, let's move over to Bratislava and Maroš. Hello, RTI. I'm thinking of starting an internet music station. Can you send me a copy of the software you used before for MP3s? You don't use it now, so why waste it? Well, Maroš, we can't.
Just say yes, I'll send it you.
No, we can't.
Oh, we can't. We'll say, no, we can't send it.
No, because it's all subject to copyright and licensing agreements. And the other thing I would say to you, Maroš, is make sure, if you're going to do a music radio station, get a license. Because you need a license to play the music. If not, you could get fined for it in Slovakia. Don't forget, there's two organisations in Slovakia, so have a look around. Talk to the radio association. They'll probably help you out a little bit. Eric, Lee, Mark.
Yes.
Somebody spelt your name wrong, Mark. By the way, it's Mark with a C, not a K, if anybody else wishes to comment.
Yeah. And it's Lee with an L-E-I-G-H and not an L-E-E.
Well, he's written L-I-L. Yeah, yes, he has done it right.
And it's Eric, B-O-R-A-N-G.
Thank you. I'll start again. Eric Lee Mark, please can you stop fighting about newspaper?
No.
You will never get a real answer to the argument.
Yes, we will.
No, you won't, Isabel. He's behind you. I haven't picked up a newspaper since I moved to Canberra 7 years ago.
So what qualifies you to make a comment about newspapers?
However, I know my father buys at least one paper a day, if not two.
Get your father to write to us.
My God, are you eating razor blades? People like my father will be buying papers for years to come, so newspapers won't stop.
Exactly.
But for young people, newspapers are no good.
Absolutely, totally wrong.
Absolutely, totally wrong. I completely agree with Lee. They're fantastic.
And don't shout at me!
There are some tremendous newspapers for young people.
Yes, there are. The Beano, the Dandy.
I would urge people to sign up for news direct from places like the UN and the EU to make up their own minds.
I rest my case entirely. If this person, who is a very nice person, I know that we've spoken to them before, but really you can't expect to get proper news off the UN and the EU. You'll get loads of propaganda and they'll change your lives for you and make you believe things that aren't true. So, wrong again.
Here we go. I really enjoy reading through some of their comedy ideas.
He was joking, quite right, like that.
Right. Even if the newspapers, Lee, think they'll take over the web. They won't.
They will.
People are smart today and know they can get lots of news from the people that make it, not an opinion of the news from someone else.
Absolutely ludicrous.
Okay. My father will agree with Lee and I will agree with Eric. It's the houses.
That's fine.
It's the houses people want to live in. Paul Novak's before from Jelena. I mean, he was in Jelena before. Yeah.
Right. Good message.
Have we done all that one then?
Yeah. Well, do you want me to say? I'll rant on about it.
No, really. Yo, RTI.
Oh-ho.
Yo. Well, that's okay. Can you email me with the email address of Mr. Talensky? I want to meet him with him, Marcos Impreshov. No. No. The easy answer to that one, Marcus, is no. If you want to meet him, get hold of somebody from Aqua City or his office in Luton. Simple as that. They're both available on the web. Dear sirs, would you ask Mr. Mark what are the fees for using his web company?
Right. Well, it's not really a web company, but there are no fees. If you want to come on and if you want advice, then you just come along. It's all for free. Nobody's charged anything and there is no strings.
Right. I would like some information about two high back charges in the UK. Yan, who first heard you... Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's a girl in China, isn't it, Yan? Yeah, it's a girl's name.
Of course, yeah. Hello,
Yan. Yan, who first heard you in China. Now I'm living in London. Thank you. Possible free advice on your programme?
Yes, have egg and onion sandwiches.
No!
Nobody will kiss you all day, Yan.
Dear Yan, let's pass it over to Mark.
We can talk generally about bank charges and so forth if a specific news issue comes up. But if it's general advice about individuals, the best thing to do is come onto the forum. There's an enormous amount of information there, and it's because the information is discussed in the forum that it's so valuable, that it's so useful. So really, on the forum, I think.
That's the easy way out. But certainly, you could give advice on bank charges if they were deemed to be too high, couldn't you?
Well, on the programme, it's a bit difficult because...
I mean on the forum.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there's a huge amount of advice already there.
Yes.
And it's just really a question of getting onto the forum and starting to read around. And it feels a bit difficult to begin with, but a day or so, you start to understand what's going on.
Okay, so Yan, my darling, you go on to Mark's site, which is Consumer Action Group, and pop on to there. You do register, but it doesn't cost you anything. And as Mark's just promised you, and he's one of the co-founders, it doesn't cost you a brass farthing, which is
And in fact, if all you want to do is read the information, you don't even need to register.
There you go.
It is very useful, honestly. Give it a go.
Right, boys.
Hey, loving you, I'm a boily boy.
Boys, I've changed my mobile to an iPhone, so because you're always talking about being on the iPhone, how can I find you? I have looked and nothing.
There's a GPS on the iPhone, actually, and if he switches that on, it'll lead him to us.
Oh, dear. No, it's not him, it's a her. That's Marta in Bratislava.
Oh, in that case, I will come and get you personally. Right.
Marta.
It's true. A lot of people have a lot of trouble finding us on iPhones.
Yes, well, I suppose, yes, I can understand that. Anyway, for Marta and everybody else, all you do is you go to the store, the app store.
Oh, no, not again.
This is quick. Type in Audio Boo. Okay, Audio Boo, B-double-O. Yep. Download the application for that. And if you're in, well, certainly if you're in PopRed, you just push local and RTI comes up everywhere.
I understand now. That's what I've not told anybody to do. Go and download the Audio Boo thing.
Now you see why I wouldn't let you touch an electric plug.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm just a failure. I've been a failure all my life.
If the cap fits, wear it. So that's all you've got to do, Marcia. Go to the App Store. If you're not on an iPhone, you can do it with Androids and other phones as well. You go to audioboo.fm, download the application, and you can favourite us, and every time a show comes up, it'll come onto your phone for you. Simple. And you can walk down the road listening to us. Or as somebody else showed me the other day, drive around listening to us. Blimey. Serious note for a minute, boys and girls. Armed Forces Day is June the 25th. It's a great day to stand up and be proud of the armed forces in the UK. There are other ones around the world. I know they're in the US as well. But if you want to find out about the UK one and how you can get involved, it's armedforcesday.org.uk. If you go to our programme synopsis on Scribd, you'll be able to find the details there and a hyperlink to it. June the 25th, Armed Forces Day.
A new bank holiday?
No, it's not. Well, just not. No, it's not a bank holiday. It's
just a day, right?
Just a day.
It's just a day. Yeah.
Yes.
Why isn't it a bank holiday? When you're doing something like that, wouldn't it be sort of courteous and nice and generous and mark something properly by saying, let's make it a bank holiday?
Lee, one problem.
What?
UK.
I know, I didn't mean that the armed forces get a day off.
Lee, same answer. What? UK. If they can't get a day for their national saint, as in George, what chances do the poor old armed forces get?
Well, I agree with you. I couldn't agree more. I think it's a little bit shameful. What's the bank holiday we've got on this Monday coming up for? What's that for? I've no idea.
Well, I must say, I think that having an Armed Forces Day, it's a bit French. They do that kind of thing, sort of celebrating military and having military holidays. And I have to very, very pleased to say that the United Kingdom, generally speaking, doesn't do that. The only one I'd be in favour of would be Trafalgar Day. I'd love that.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Yeah, that'd be cool. Anyway, moving on to serious matters as we get to...
This is where we beat the French.
Yeah, I'll come on to that one in a minute, nearly. Mr. Madlik has been arrested in Serbia virtually 10 years after the people tried to get him.
16 years. He's been on the run, yeah.
16 years on the run. And, of course, now he's too ill to stand trial.
Why do they all become ill? These despots and monsters who kill people out of hand with no thought or anything. As soon as they get caught, why do they become little old men?
Not very well. But the miracle cures. I mean, wasn't it in Margaret Thatcher's time? Was it Pinochet who was arrested and he eventually had dementia? And it was a miracle. He was taken back 6 months later, no dementia at all. I mean, it's
absolutely
right. Wonderful.
Fine. Absolutely fine, wasn't it? I remember doing
medicine.
I'd
like the same syrup, please. I mean, fantastic.
Yeah, you and me both. I think the man was an animal, and the quicker he gets to The Hague and away from everybody that he knows, and don't let him have Serbian television either. So I think that's despicable.
I think, really, if you look at it, though, when you think... It's funny how these things happen, isn't it? You know, we've got the G8 summit on now, and we just happened to pick up Mladenovic. And isn't it funny that while we're trying to sort out this problem with the Muslims, pick him up now at this point, one of the greatest despots that the Muslims have ever faced.
Yeah, I know, atrocious man. Yeah. And I think that's a very important point you just raised there, Lee. And I absolutely believe this. Lots of people look at it the wrong way around. There is no problem with ordinary rank-and-file Muslims. It's the nutters that are the problem.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Moving along quickly as we get towards the end of the...
Can I just make a quick announcement?
Go on, then.
It's just come out, really, that Bin Laden had a £25 million price tag on his head.
Yeah, and...
That must have been the world's most expensive turban.
Oh, no. If you were worried about your Skype not working this week, it's because it crashed.
It did.
I was like a man with no arms. It was horrible.
I was like a man with no ears. I couldn't hear you for the first time in 2 years.
But what they've done, if you haven't done it yet, and it's very simple to do, they've sent the fix out. There's a manual fix, which I know Mark did, and there's also a download fix. It just does the whole thing again. What's really funny is hold on a minute, it's the boss. Hello, boss, can I call you back in 30 seconds when I finish the radio
show?
I'll
talk to you, Mark, Eric's boss is on.
He said hello to Mark and Lee.
Oh, right.
A message. Nice.
Yeah.
We should have put in the messages.
Yes.
Tell him it's too late.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, it's really funny that Skype goes down after Microsoft pays nearly £5 billion for it.
Yeah, no, a bit worrying that, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Apparently it was an overload of servers, which some say was due to people who don't like the idea of Microsoft buying them because of their anti-globalisation things. That's one conspiracy theory out there. And it was just a software bug, and then the servers got flattened out and da-da-da-da-da. But there is a little fix on their website. If you ever have a problem with that again, go to Skype's Twitter feed, and they kept everybody up to date on there, which I thought was rather cool, really.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah. So all you got to do is go to Twitter/Skype, and you get that they do stream the news there, and they were really good about it. You know, every sort of an hour, they were telling people what was going on and what they were doing with it and so on and so forth. So you didn't have Skype rage, like road rage.
No. Or brain freeze.
Or brain freeze. But my brain was frozen with it. Honestly, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to have to call people on my phone. It's going to cost me money.
My tiny brain is frozen.
Oh, there you go. Anyway, sorry, what were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say, I was just laughing. I was just laughing.
Oh, my word. Anyway, just wanted to do a reminder as we get towards the end of part one of Postcard from Pop Brown for this week. Armed Forces Day, 25th of June. It's a great day to actually respect what the armed forces do in the UK, not just in Afghanistan and formerly Iraq. And I have to say, oh, by the way, I'm looking forward to Stefan coming here this week, who was seriously injured by an IED in Afghanistan. We're really looking forward to you being here in Slovakia with you and your family, and I'll be popping across to see you soon as well. But Armed Forces Day, 25th of June, www.armedforcesday.org.uk, www.armedforcesday.org.uk. Great day to wear your flowers, ribbons, and whatever else you can, just to show a little bit of support for the boys that are out there doing stuff. And whatever anybody else says, they do it with a great heart. I've met so many of these soldiers, and I've met so many of them that have been injured. And it's not down to them, it's down to other people. So please do support them, and we'll put that link on our website and on our Scribd service. If you go to Scribd, Radio Tatras International, you'll find it on the programme schedules as well. We better go. This is the end of part one. I've got to do part two in a minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness me.
Get ready. Get the cups of teas out, boys and girls. We'll be back in a couple of seconds, faster than you can drink one of those cups of tea. Just wait.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.